We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Guys, Ralph Marlboro here. You know I take my flavored whiskey very seriously and would never steer you wrong. I want to tell you about Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey. Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey is a strawberry-flavored whiskey blended with aged wheat whiskey, American light whiskey, fresh strawberries from Ponchatoula, Louisiana. It's 86 proof, blended and bottled in New Orleans, Louisiana at the Porch Jam Distillery. Hardhide Strawberry Whiskey is not for the thin-skinned. Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey is supporting Saints Happy Hour all football season. So support the people who support the show. Grab a bottle of Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey today. You can pick up a bottle wherever fine spirits are sold in Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Tennessee. To learn more and to find a location to get a bottle near you, go to HardhideStrawberryWhiskey.com. That's HardhideStrawberryWhiskey.com.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour Podcast. As always, we are brought to you by Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey. The Saints are 2-0. There's three 2-0 teams in the NFC South, Andrew, and I don't know if any of them are good, but whatever. 2-0 is 2-0. I'd rather be an ugly 2-0 than a nice 0-2 like the Chargers fancy with all their offensive statistics. It doesn't mean shit. Saints are 2-0. Listen, I'll give the Saints credit for this, Andrew. Back-to-back weeks, when the plays needed to be made, the Saints made every single one of them when it counted.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, shout out to Taysom Hill. I thought he was incredible. Shout out to the Saints defense. Shout out to Blake Groupie. You know, the Saints win this game by 3, and he hasn't missed a kick yet. So, you know, I know it's weird to single him out, but like you bring in a UDFA kicker and he doesn't miss a kick for 2 weeks in a row and you play two close games. So, I mean, you know, that makes a difference. So the Saints, you know, they've looked terrible in a lot of ways, especially on the offensive line. There's no denying it. But Ralph, like, we've been doing this podcast for a really long time. And this is what we always talk about every season. You don't have to play your best football right now. The Saints clearly are not playing their best football. And what you're trying to do every week is learn from your mistakes and continue to improve. And when you can do that after a win, it just buys you some buffer. And that's what the Saints have done these first 2 weeks. It hasn't been pretty. By no means should we be excited about, you know, the prospect of this team currently, because the offensive line is just not playing good enough for them to be able to sustain this at all. And yet they're 2-0. They've found a way to win two tough games. They just won a division against a division opponent on the road in the NFC South. And listen, at Carolina the last few years, I saw a stat. They averaged like 11 points. They averaged 11 points against Carolina. So the last few years. So, on that, look, you take the win, and again, like we've been doing this a long time. If you've been listening to us, if you've been a patron, you know we talk about this. 5 weeks down the road, 10 weeks down the road, we're not going to be thinking about the style points in week one against Tennessee, the style points in week two against Carolina. We're just going to be looking at the record and what opportunities are ahead of us. And when you get out of week two playing like shit and you're 2-0, you got to feel damn good about that.
Well, you say playing like shit. There's only half the team is playing like shit.
right.
No, I'm like, Get him, Dave. Get him, Dave.
Well, I'm just saying, like,
fantastic. Yeah.
We're doing a disservice to the defense if we say the team is playing like shit. The team is not playing like shit. The defense, as you just said, is playing lights out. You know, I think the first question that Dennis Allen is going to get when he gets to the press conference podium in the next minute or so should be, and hopefully will be, Coach, can you tell us what you were thinking at the end of the game there when you went to a total prevent defense and you just let them score a touchdown? The only touchdown you've let any team score on you at all this season. I was really annoyed with that. I don't understand the decision. You've been playing aggressive all game. Why not just stay aggressive? Why give them that touchdown? You haven't let up a touchdown in 7 quarters. You're going for your 8th quarter. So that annoyed me, but other than that, obviously, yes, the defense played great.
Dave, to make your point of how annoying that is, Carolina had 240 yards of offense and 75 of it was on the last drive.
And I mean, like, am I crazy? Like, the Saints did not have enough of a lead to be playing that type of prevent.
Well, here's my only defense of Dennis Allen. It's not really a defense, but I'm just going to throw it out there because they won, you know. Against Tampa last year on Monday night, they were winning and it seemed like they were coasting in for a win. And Tampa got like a bunch of chunk plays and it all fell apart. So, you know, I get what the Saints were trying to do. The thing they didn't execute was you can't let them get 10 yards at a time, 12, and get out of bounds. Like that's what the problem was. Yeah. But
going back to what I was going to say, to Andrew's point, you know, The offense played like crap. The offense is horrendous. It doesn't right now. This feels like we have picked up right where we left off last year. It's very frustrating. You can feel a different way, Ralph. That's fine. I'm telling you how I feel. And when I'm watching this offense, I'm screaming into my pillow while I'm sitting on the couch. It is very frustrating. And look, I think that can change. You get Kamara back. But you know, the offensive line, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to change.
It was better in the second half, right?
I guess it's better than last week.
I'm sad that Kevin is not here tonight.
That's right.
Because I got to say, Tony Jones Jr. and those two touchdowns was about as unpredictable and
that's right.
I mean, who saw that coming?
This is like Carney three touchdowns
off the practice squad and scoring our only two touchdowns.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Another banner Saints happy hour UDFA Sun game. We had Tony Jones Jr. two touchdowns. Granderson.
Yeah.
Dude, he's
Granderson back-to-back weeks, man.
He's got 2.5 sacks. He's now 5.5 sacks away from $75 million.
I also do want to say, not necessarily like, you know, his seat's like lukewarm, not totally hot yet, but Luke Headley, that first punt, my God.
Lou
Headley, sorry. That first punt.
You just went full Ralph there, Dave.
Yeah.
He's I don't know. His seat's warming up. He might be an embarrassment to this franchise.
Double secret probation.
That first punt, I admit, was.
I don't know.
Pretty.
I don't know.
You know. I mean,
we'll let him on the plane home, but
yeah. Well, the Saints won the game, but no. I for a while, I'm with you, Dave. It was like the score was 6-3 Saints, and it was like that one punt kind of set up the Carolina field goal. So it was like. I felt like Lou Headley 3, you know, Saints 6, yeah. But...
Guys, Ralph Marlboro here. You know I take my flavored whiskey very seriously and would never steer you wrong. I want to tell you about Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey. Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey is a strawberry-flavored whiskey blended with aged wheat whiskey, American light whiskey, fresh strawberries from Ponchatoula, Louisiana. It's 86 proof. Blended and bottled in New Orleans, Louisiana at the Porch Jam Distillery. Hardhide Strawberry Whiskey is not for the thin-skinned. Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey is supporting Saints Happy Hour all football season. So support the people who support the show. Grab a bottle of Hard Hide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey today. You can pick up a bottle wherever fine spirits are sold in Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Tennessee. To learn more and to find a location to get a bottle near you, go to hardhidestrawberrywhiskey.com. That's hardhidestrawberrywhiskey.com.
I want to talk about, like, so yes, I mean, we talked about the offense. We said, like, there's some concerns there. The play of the offensive line, there's no way around it. It needs to be cleaned up. And here's the thing, as bad as Penning is, it's not just him. Like, once again this week, and I would say it stood out even more this week. There were plays where Ruiz was bad. There were plays where Hurst was bad. I mean, it just was not good enough.
Shai Tuttle was doing work in the middle.
He was. But man, look, on the defensive side of the ball, their defensive line rotation right now, I mean, I'm feeling great about Nathan Shepherd. Yeah. Colin Saunders. I mean, those two pickups were nice. I thought Shepherd had a tremendous game. You know, Cam Jordan's doing his thing. Granderson's been great. This rotation they got going with Bercy, who, you know, that whole play where it kind of got negated, that was weird. But Bercy made a play. Even Foskey was close to blocking a punt in this game. Passanio made some plays. So I just feel like they have a rotation right now up front that allows them to rush with four, that the linebackers, Pete Werner was awesome in this game. Absolutely awesome. DeMario was doing his thing. And then the secondary, Bryce Young didn't even bother throwing Lattimore's way. Lattimore was never tested. He didn't even bother. You know, Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu has kind of been quiet for 2 weeks. He hasn't really done much, but I felt good about Alante Taylor. You know, Debo got hit with a couple penalties, but, like, good, solid, tight coverage. You know, Marcus May maybe had a bad play here or there, but overall I thought he played well. So I just look at this defense and, dude, right now, I mean, look, long season, maybe they'll have some injuries and we'll see where it goes. But right now, as currently constructed, where's the weakness?
Here's the thing with the Saints is, Dave – they're not going to play top, like, the top notch quarterbacks they're going to play. You can't even list them on one hand. Like, yeah, I mean, it's going to be Trevor Lawrence and who else?
We're going to see Desmond Ridder twice, probably. We're going to see Baker Mayfield twice, probably. We're going to see Bryce Young again.
The quarterbacks right now, looking at the schedule, you got Jordan Love, you got Baker Mayfield, you got Mac Jones, you got Stroud. You got the Jaguars. You got Trevor Lawrence. The Colts, I mean, I don't know, Richardson, or who's the guy that stepped in for him today? Minshew. The Bears, field looks horrible. You got Kirk Cousins. You got Ritter. You got Jared Goff. That's probably the best one. Then you got the Panthers again. You got Daniel Jones. You got Stafford. You got Mayfield And you got Ritter again.
Stafford, Lawrence. I would say it's Stafford, Lawrence, and Cousins are the three best. And Cousins, you catch him on the right week, and he's awful. But guys,
and this assumes they'll even be healthy.
That's right. So guys, this is the end of the free version. If you like what you hear, thanks for listening. Go to saintshappyhour.com. Become a patron. Get the full version that patrons get. You get ad-free versions of the podcast. You get access to our Discord. It's amazing. You should join the party. The Saints are 2-0. It's going to be a great season. Make your Saints season even more fun. Go to saintshappyhour.com and become a patron.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.